was to be. The design of creation calls upon God to be its draftsman. Every snowflake has its own unique geometric design. No two snowflakes are the same. And last winter, how many snowflakes were there to make 60 inches to cover all of this? I pushed snowflakes so high with a snow plow till it piled up as high as the basketball net. And yet no two are the same. Duh. How did that happen? The building of the human body calls for engineering that is beyond human understanding. A heart, Brother Eric told us last Sunday, I believe it was, that can pump for 100+ years without stopping. Boom, 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 boom. Pumping 2,500 gallons a day. Quarts. Well, I'll settle for that. How can it be such a pump? An eye to produce millions of instant color photographs for a lifetime. Better than any movie camera that's ever been made. It sees action, color. Ooh. I see you. That took some designer. A brain wired so intricately that it can think and reason and instantly control all functions of one's body, like walking and eating and everything else. It's amazing. I was at dinner with Phyllis and Barb and Sylvia and some of their friends the other evening, and I looked down the long table and I said to everybody, "Hey y'all, watch. Every time Sylvia bends her elbow, her mouth flies open." How does that happen? We don't even think about it. I see people chewing gum right now and they're not even thinking about it. Their mouth's just a-going. The jaws are just... Yeah. You laugh and you don't even think about it. What does that? How did it happen? It just... Poof. There we were. How about that DNA? The genes that can pass family traits from one generation to another. Isn't that amazing? You can get kids all lined up from the same mommy and daddy and they...
Security round two.
Dear brothers and sisters...
Office.
Okay. If another...
Turn fans off S248, secure S248. Parking lot.
Gently.
Let in employee rear hall.
On
parking lot post. Ground floor.
Not to fall in.
Washington County Hospital. YH37 Chevrolet Impala. Return from Washington County.
And in this way, obey the law.
Escort employee parking lot. 37.
Help someone. Same features. And yet, they do not match the features of another set of families. It's amazing how God has created and designed. These examples don't even scratch the surface in enumerating all the ways creation declares God God to be a designing creator. Now I want to turn to the Word of God that thunders the written revelation of God as a creator. Listen to the words of the Scripture. God said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How about that? From the very onset of the Word of God, from the Bible, in the very first words, the Bible declares that God is the one who is responsible for all creation. And in the first chapter of that book, it goes into detail as to what, when, and how God went about the act of creation. I like what it says. It says, then God said, let there be light. Linda says to me, fix that. I wish I were like God, that I could say, be fixed. But it doesn't work with me. Can you imagine? On nothing, in nothing, God says, let there be earth. Let there be stars. Let there be universe. And there it is. Nehemiah declares God is the creator of all things. He said, you alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. I want you to notice, you alone. He said, no one else, no other power, God alone as the sovereign Lord created it all. He made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, that is the universe and all that is in them. Too many stars to enumerate, too many things to comprehend that God has created, and the brightest and best of humankind cannot comprehend it all. He said the earth and everything on it, all creatures, insects, birds, animals. I've seen some creatures on the earth that I had to stop and ponder. How in the world did you get like you are? Have you ever watched a giraffe? He's got a long way to get his breakfast to his belly. Why? I don't know, but I'm glad God made him. Amen? Think of all of them. On one tree they found 30,000 different kinds of insects. Just on one tree. All of the plants. Wow, aren't these plants beautiful?
They're dying.
We don't have one living thing here. We have flowers that need watered and weeded this week. Y'all come. Isn't it amazing the different species of flowers, plants, and God created man. He made, guess what? All of these things living that are walking around on 2 feet upright. And aren't you glad we don't have tails? One person's glad. Guess what? Inside of all of these things that He has created, He has placed the seed to reproduce them. In Adam and in Eve was the seed to produce you and me. Wow. And then Nehemiah says, not only that did He create and make, but He made the seas and all that is in them. Do you know that the earth is covered with 71% of the earth's surface is covered by water? We're only living on 29%. All of us human beings. All creatures of the seas. Octopus, blowfish, shrimp, sea buzzards, crabs. That's what sea buzzards are. And you eat them. The mighty whale. Did you see that picture the other day of this man and his wife that was out in their sailboat just sailing along, and all of a sudden out of the depth comes this huge creature. Yep. And crashes down across their sailboat, makes smithereens out of it. God created it all. Listen to Job. Job declares, He stretches out the north over empty space, and He hangs the earth on nothing. I tell you what, I did toy with getting me a real thin fishing line and hang it from up there so as I could hang a globe on it and make you think I was holding the earth on nothing. But you would know better, wouldn't you? Can you imagine God? Nothing. And He hangs the earth on it. Wow. And you tell me I shouldn't believe? Amen? The psalmist declares, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His. And there it is. What a God. And I shouldn't believe that.
Isaiah, the last of my biblical characters, declares,
who has held the oceans in His hands. I've been out there 30 miles off of the sea, off of the coast. And let me tell you, I've seen 10-foot waves, and yet I have a friend that lives at Pinesburg who was a merchant marine, and he has seen 50 and 60-foot waves tossing big ships around like a matchbox. And God holds it in the palm of His hand. He who has measured off the heavens with His fingers. Glory. Sitting on His throne, wherever He was out there in the vastness of whatever before the universe. And He looks down from His throne and He says, I'm going to put the universe out there. Wow. And right there, I'm going to put the sun, and right off from it, He takes a little pointer and says, there's going to be the earth where my boy is going to go die for the sins of humanity.
Weighed the earth, the mountains, and the hills on a scale. How many of you have ever thrown rocks? How many has ever skipped any across the water? Isn't that fun? I still do it. Yeah. How many ever got into a contest with somebody else? I can throw my rock further than your rock. The thing about God, picked up the Rocky Mountains, put them on a scale, said, they weigh how many hundreds of millions of tons. And there it is. I'm going to show you a video of this great planet and the creation of God. When I consider the handiwork of God, when I view His vast creation as declared in His Word, I have to cry out. I have to say from the depth of my soul, Lord, I believe.
The thundering breakers roar to our No professor can tell me. I believe. I believe my God created it all. Could you say? Thank you, Lord, for who you are.
Yes.
Because I've used what you have, your handiwork.